What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Greg, you bring an energy to this office that is infectious.
Thank you.
And normally when someone says infection, you think of bad things,
yeah.
But I don't mean it in that way.
I appreciate it.
You and I, we had a FaceTime earlier today that was
we
fun.
We did, yeah.
I slacked you, you slacked
just
me right
full
back.
Just a full stop. It was a FaceTime where you were three desks removed.
You were in the kitchen. But it did. Here's what I'll say.
I'm a yes and.
You're not only a yes and man, mm-hmm. but you get me. We get each other.
Yeah,
we're kindred spirits. We've worked together for a long time. We've owned a company together. We've shared a lot of experiences together. You knew by picking that up, it was going to annoy Roger.
Yeah,
and you totally understood it.
Sure.
And I didn't even. It was like telepathy. Welcome back. Glad to have
like
you back.
Telepathy.
Yeah. What did I say? Telemetry.
Well, even you're doing telepathy and telemetry together.
You know, I take back everything I just said.
Get the fuck out of here! Get the fuck out of here!
You make one mistake and the gackles will strike on you. I'm excited to be back. I got over here, of course. Latino heat, clicking heads, ripping them shreds, globe trotting, head shotting, nitro rifle, rootin' tootin' from Twitch.tv. Andy Cortez.
Man, we're on a roll.
And then the master of hype, Snowbike Mike.
Greg, I'm so happy you're back. Andy, I miss you. You're too far away from me. You should sit closer to me.
I want y'all to know.
I've had enough.
I appreciate you, Nick, complimenting the energy I bring to the office. I want you to know that I am terrified of this podcast.
Okay.
Because the three of you are on another level of energy. Yeah, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, it's my first podcast back. I've been through a very traumatic event. I'm feeling like I need to talk about some serious shit or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you guys have been playing old time rock and roll.
Yep.
And then out there, you've been like, the energy. I'm like, all right, we are going a different direction.
I don't know.
Podcast.
Nick was taking a nap like an hour ago.
The energy.
The energy's up right now.
We decided to group because you've been through some hard times.
What are you going to do?
That we were just gonna be super positive, have some fun with you, if that's what you want, if you're open to that. And if not, we didn't decide that. It's Andy's fault. It's Andy's fault, 100%.
Me and Mike went to go play a game called Redfall.
Can we talk about it yet?
No, we can't talk about the game.
But we said we were there.
But we
did that thing where you like stomp like a horse 17 times if it was great.
We went to the event and afterwards Mike told me that he got to the event like an hour early.
Wow.
Well, the Uber was pretty quick. You know, Greg, I haven't figured out the city and traffic yet. So it was early. I took a walk around the block.
Went for a little walk, right? And so we're there.
First off, that's impressive because I'm always more worried about Mike being late to something.
Oh, thank you, Greg. Yeah, exactly.
Well, he had to find a place to change into his shorts.
So showed up on time. Had a nice San Francisco welcome from a gentleman on the street who walked directly up to me and just said, fuck you. And then proceeded to walk down the street that I needed to walk down. So now I'm 3 feet behind a man that just said that to me. And he stopped. Turned, let me pass, and just stared at me while I walked for blocks, Greg. And I was
straight,
like,
man.
This is how we're starting the day, everybody.
Yep. Real quick, as an aside, that reminds me of one time, Nick, you know him well.
Yeah.
Chris Ostertag.
Oh, see Ostertag, yeah.
We went to see a UFC event for IGN. All right, we're going to cover it and do all that stuff. And it was my first time ever going to Vegas. And I was like, oh, this is going to be exciting. I'm in Vegas for the first time. The plane touches down. Chris and I get off the plane. We come down the escalator to Vegas baggage claim. We hit it. We take 2 feet. A dude in an Affliction shirt walks right by us, turns to Chris, goes, fuck your mother, and kept walking.
Awesome.
And I was like, that dude just said, fuck your mother. And he was like, I was wondering if that was to me. Yeah. I was like,
Dana White built an entire empire off that energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now he's making people slap each other. So that's where we're at with that.
So we're at the event, and the little presentation's about to start. They're like, all right, everybody circle around. And Mike is like, say, do you see right here, Andy? And I'm just like,
you say
I'm
it like that? Like a drunk uncle?
Yeah, I'm just like,
right in front of everybody.
I'm
Greg,
fucking
watching.
Tired of this man. Like, I'm just so sick of him.
Whole front row is empty. What does Andy want to do? Go sit in the back with the cool kids. I wasn't going to let that. Andy, come sit next to me.
Not true.
Up
I was
row.
Walking up there anyway. Got your seat right here, Andy. Like, okay, we're going to be these people, the group, you know, in this group.
Honestly, it's the right move.
Thanks,
I've been to
man.
Preview events. Everybody's usually very much in their shell. They're quiet. Yeah. They don't. And then it's that thing of like, you see somebody, you know them, but you don't know them. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people, maybe this is their first event. You know, they're freelancers. They've been flown out. I think they flew people to this event.
Yeah.
A lot of people need to be broken. They need the party.
They need a Greg or Mike in the situation.
You don't need another wet blanket Andy over here.
Come on.
And then there's about to be a photo op, and Mike goes, Andy comes sad with me. Andy hates when I do this. I was like, you just annoy me. Like, I'm annoyed by everything you do.
No, but my favorite thing is when Mike texts me, goes, this is the energy I have to deal with. And it's a screenshot of your text thread with him where he said, Andy, you're going to go to this event tomorrow. And you were like, yes.
I'm excited. Goes, great. Let's go, yeah.
Do you want to dress exactly like me?
Yeah.
And you said, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
And I texted Mike back. I was like, if it were me,
I'd do it.
I would do it. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Now that E3 is back, we have to have that conversation if we actually send anybody.
Jumpsuits.
Do we do the Ghostbuster jumpsuits, but they're kind of funny, cyan with the kind of funny logo on
the thing. That energy.
All wear them.
Mike's be short.
You commit to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike can do short.
Mike can be short.
And then we leave the event or whatever, and Mike, Slappy, you going to get lunch? Yeah, let's get lunch, right? And then Mike and I start talking about the luminaries of the games industry.
Uh-huh.
You know, the
goats.
The goats, right?
Right.
There's a couple people that were there, and he's like, yeah, but, you know, a lot of them like to keep to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I'm going to be like Khaleesi, the dragon queen.
Mm-hmm.
Not the mother of dragons, the dragon queen.
Dragon queen.
I'm going to be Khaleesi, the dragon queen.
All the dragons voted for her, and she's queen now.
I'm going to be Khaleesi, the dragon queen. I'm here to break the wheel, is what he said.
Break that fucking wheel.
And then we went to Target, and we had a lovely day at Target.
Lovely day at Target. Yeah.
We talked about the times that that you walk up to Roger's desk all the time just to annoy him, and Roger's like, does Nick do anything here at this company? And I'm like, Roger, welcome to my three first years working on Party Mode. And having Nick just walk up and like grab a little wrapper on my desk. It's just like, do something, you know?
I'm taking a break, and I'm bringing cheer and happiness to everyone.
Yes.
Okay? Because everyone's just so fucking, you walk into that room, Mike. You walk into that room, headphones on, looking at their shit.
Mm-hmm. And I'm working.
Like, you and I are two creative raging fires.
These two.
And we walk right in there. What are these gorillas in the mist? All right.
So where the fuck are they? We don't know where they are.
It's a mist movie.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week. Four, sometimes five best friends gather on this table, each coming to talk to each other about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you want to talk with us, of course, you can write in for free on kindoffunny.com/KF podcast. However, if you want to go the extra mile, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you could be watching us record the show live without any ads, just like Melissa is, Mitch is, Ryan is, Cody is, Anthony is, Delaney is, Cody is again. Cody and Melissa are back. All that stuff. You know how it is. It's over there. Of course, you could get dozens upon dozens of monthly exclusive episodes all on patreon.com/kindoffunny. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. Of course, you could watch the show for free with ads on youtube.com/kindoffunny and listen on podcast services around the globe. No matter where you get it, please consider like, subscribing, sharing, all that jazz. If you got Amazon Prime, you got Twitch Prime. If you got you want to go to buy something on the Epic Game Store, you can use a creator code over there. It's kind of funny. Just give us a few bucks however you can. Send it on back, Slappy.
Man.
Housekeeping for you. The Last of Us on HBO has wrapped up. And while sad, there is two screencasts you need to go watch. Number one, of course, is our review of the finale. You can catch that on youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe under the Kind of Funny screencast. But more importantly, the one, the only Neil Druckmann, creator of The Last of Us, came on through to do a spoiler cast with us. And it is now blowing up on Twitter with all sorts of cool things he talked about, like the prequel game that never was, but I almost helped make it happen. Almost helped made it happen.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
You were the main character?
You're a
big
huge
deal. No, I introduced him to the developer he wanted it to work on, and it just never happened.
Oh,
he didn't want to make it.
Oh, so you actually ended
that's
it.
That's wild.
Unfortunately. Like, that introduction maybe
you put the stop. You put the nail in the coffin.
You're like, well, man, if Greg Miller's helping us, this is a bad idea.
Well, this is
you know
terrible.
What I mean?
We
feel he liked the XFL. This can't be
you
great.
Know, it's because you walked into the office, got all that negative energy from all the kids looking down at their computers.
Exactly. Right, I hate it when that happens. You know what I mean? It just radiates off Rob.
Yeah.
In his beautiful shirts.
Ah.
Thank you to our Patreon producers, Nathan Lamoth, Tripod Plus Plus, Trent Berry, James Hastings, Casey Andrew. They were brought to you by Honey, but I'll talk about that later. For now.
Hold on. Earlier, Mike walked into the lab. But I was playing some Destiny on my lunch break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
and Mike walked in. And he
your
sits
lunch
down,
break, sure.
And I just hear the wheeze laugh. I'm like, what are you laughing about? And he goes, you know, sometimes you just wish you could take one back.
Are you talking about the Andrew Jackson?
Shoot one, you know, yeah. You shoot one, Greg, and you're like, oh, man, I wish I had that.
I got so many moments like that.
They decided to rank the top. We're doing a draft of the top five Andes in the world.
Yep,
sure.
And, of course, you know, I know the bits are going to be that they're not going to pick me. That's funny, haha.
Where did the Andy from Toy Story go?
Oh, that was like fourth on the list.
Well, I think
that was the save of my list.
I think that's the final one that saved Snowbike Mike, because I'm looking at Mike's Google sheet of looking through and I'm seeing, like, you know, one of mine is Andrea Renee, and we picked, and there's like Andrew Reynolds, a skateboarder, and all that sort of shit. And I'm looking at Mike's final pick and I see a name at the bottom of the web browser and I'm like, I hope he's not going to say that name.
I'm scrolling up and down on the top 20 Andys of the world, right? I'm just scrolling on this Google.
Sure.
And there's like there's other selections above it, but I see Andrew Jackson at the bottom of the web browser, and I'm like, surely he's going to say another name.
Why are you so anti-Andrew Jackson?
Wow, he really put that on your plate. He took those broccoli. Right? He took that broccoli off of his plate and put it right on your plate. You got to eat that plate now. You got to eat the whole plate.
I mean, did you skip history too, like Mike?
Like, we put him on a $20 bill. What's so bad about the guy?
That was Mike's.
He's on a bill.
That was Mike's point. I'm neutral.
I vaguely remember.
I'm neutral.
Just super racist, awful dude. Like, just you know, just
didn't he? Colin, I remember telling some story about it. Like, beat somebody almost to death in the White House, right? Like,
they've been trying to get him off the $20 bill for quite
really?
Some time.
I didn't know
oh
that.
Yeah, oh, quite well, some time. Yeah.
Mike first off, and either. Also, I mean, like you know, the super race. Like, weren't all the founding fathers? And I'm not saying that's justified or okay. I'm just saying, when we start throwing the stones in the glass house of the founding fathers, bring the whole fucking thing down. Bring down the patriarchy.
I you just know like, I mean? You know,
put me on the $20
but again, yes. There's a lot of different cool Andrews guy. On this list. There's a lot of different Andys
I
on this list.
I think this for context.
He picked Andy McDowell.
I picked Andy McDowell and Andy's Mints. So that was where I was going okay. with the joke.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Mike, and I'm not going to say this is indicative of potentially an issue that we have here. It's that we didn't really think past the first Andy when we thought we all had to pick five Andys.
That is a lot, I feel like.
Found myself scrambling. I picked Andy's Mints, the Andy's Mountains. I knew Andy McDowell was going to be in there. Mm-hmm. Pulled Andy Garcia out of my ass after Andy took Andy Samberg that I was going to take. And I Googled the list, and I saw Andrew Jackson, but thank God.
Picked Andrew Jones.
We were early in the week, we were talking about that, and people were like, oh, a lot of stuff's come out on TMZ about Andrew Jackson over the last couple of years. Super bad guy.
Yeah, I don't think.
Super bad guy. Or what, I don't listen when they talk. But
I don't think it was
you
just
said
TMZ.
Don't mention Andy Jackson or anything. I was like, okay, I get that. And so I went with Andy McDowell, who I think is safe. But let
I
me
think
know.
Andy McDowell's safe.
Let me know if Andy McDowell's done anything, chat.
She just popped up at the Oscars there with Hugh Grant.
Yeah, I heard he had a moment on the Oscars. That was
he wasn't too.
What happened
he was
there?
He was uptight.
He was uptight in an interview.
Didn't want to answer questions. Sure, he was uptight.
I think he was being his normal, like, weird, aloof self. And the interviewer was trying to, like, you know, it's a red carpet interview.
Let's get loose.
And
it's
she's
like walking
like,
in this office.
If, like, Andy, if I was going to ask you anything on the red carpet, what do you think I would ask you?
Something fun.
What are you wearing?
Three questions they always ask.
Yeah.
What are you wearing? First time at the Oscars. Are you enjoying the Oscars?
Craziest celebrity you've seen here.
Who have you seen? Yeah. Those are the three questions.
Who's wowed you the most?
So I know that you're going to ask me those questions. So if I put myself on that pedestal, I better have a damn good answer. Mm-hmm. Hugh Grant was not having it. I don't know why he did the interview. But he came off weird. And then he made a reference to Vanity Fair.
And yeah, like, I saw that breakout. I was like, I don't get that.
Well, she's like, are you going to go to the Vanity Fair party? And he was like, no, I'm talking about Vanity Fair, like the book that was like about the bourgeois. And like, it was a commentary on the Oscars. I don't get most of it. But I'm just saying, look, Andy, I come to your house. And you say, Nick, we're eating mac and cheese tonight. And I go, Andy, I don't like mac and cheese. That's on me. I came to your house for the mac and cheese. I knew there was going to be mac and cheese there.
Yeah.
Don't go to the mac and cheese house. You don't want the mac and cheese.
Don't go to the, yeah, I mean.
Don't go. Don't do the interview. Go away. Walk away. Walk away.
Do you feel like it was maybe something they made him do? Like
maybe the PR person was like, you got to get out there because you're repping something. And he was like,
oh,
what
okay.
happened?
I remember this now with they were trying to get Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. Because I'm here now on Vox because I'm bored of the story. Andrew Jackson was a slaver, ethnic cleanser, and tyrant. He deserves no place on our money. Dylan Matthews, April 20th, 2016. And then on Wednesday, the Treasury Department announced a portrait of Harriet Tubman will grace the future $20 bill starting in 2030. Even though I think they've repealed that even, didn't they?
Oh.
Didn't the racists get all fucked up about that?
You made the same face you made when you ate fried rice. You're like, oh.
After generations of pro-Jackson historians left out Jackson's role in the American Indian removal, the forced bloody transfer of tens of thousands of Native Americans from the South, a recent reevaluation has rightfully put that crime at the core of his legacy. All right, so it's not even on me. Fucking historians just like, you know, let's breeze through these idiots. Get to Ronald Reagan. You know what I mean? Reaganomics.
You want to put Reagan on 50? Reagan on 20?
No, he's bad too.
Reaganomics
I'll tell you
just
what,
reminds
though.
Me.
I mean, well, who's a good president?
Reaganomics reminds me of Selena, the movie.
I remember Selena really.
Remember in Selena?
I'd love to get Selena on our money.
In the movie Selena, they're talking about it. They're struggling with their restaurant. They don't have enough people. This is like when Selena's a little baby girl. And they're like, it's these Reaganomics, man. It's fucking Reaganomics, you know, because they're like, they're talking about the economy and stuff like that. It doesn't ever trickle
Voodoo
down, Mike.
Imagine if they just had TikTok back then.
Great news. Jessica Floyd over at
Great news that just happened.
Jirio, I mean, February 13th, 2022. So a year ago. But it's more recent than my 2016 article, all right? Sure. U.S. Treasury, I don't want to subscribe. U.S. Treasury confirms Harriet Tubman $20 bill is coming, but here's why you'll have to wait. I that's the headline, so I can't get to
it. Oh,
that.
I thought we were going to get to
in
that.
In 2030, it's still happening.
I thought you were going to get to it after the ad break.
In an exclusively obtained internal Black History memo message sent from the Treasury Department, it's confirmed. We know that putting... Okay, H-tub. I don't know. It's coming. You're going to get it.
Andy, did you see, on a different note, slightly different energy note, but still American presidents related, so it's tangential to what we're talking about.
Did
you see the artist that did all the renderings of past presidents with awesome mullets?
I did.
It's so cool.
It's the AI. It was the AI.
Was it AI? Reagan looked phenomenal.
I think it was, who was it? Was it Dan Reichert? There was somebody kind of like one of our mutuals who was like, so basically all the presidents are just 80s wrestlers.
I mean, that's all they look
like.
Yeah.
Like
it
everybody
so
just looked like an 80s wrestler. It looked really
can
awesome.
Can I show Greg? Have you seen this?
No.
Oh my God. I'm going to find it for you.
We're going to rank those presidents.
Rank the mullets right
rank
now.
Rank those mullets.
With the mullets, yeah.
Now, Greg, I also have another bone to pick with one Andy Cortez.
Oh, man. Finally.
Okay, because Mania is right around the corner.
Wrestle
I don't think he understands.
Mania.
I think Greg will be on your side on this.
I don't think he understands the magnitude of Mania. Right, we're talking
SoFi Stadium.
That
it's the grandest
have you ever
stage
been?
Of them all?
The grandest
have
stage
you ever
of
been?
Them all.
Wait, I actually,
going,
yeah, why don't you actually answer
I have
question?
Not been, but I'm going. Okay. Right? Fair, and fair. I'm trying to make the point to Andy of like, this is the Red Carpet Awards. This is the biggest thing. This is the Oscars.
You're going to my workplace, so don't embarrass me.
This is his workplace.
This
you
is the showcase
show
of the Immortals.
You got to show up and look good. And you got to bring awesome your t-shirt. Best gear. This is awesome t-shirt, dope vintage rock t-shirt. And Andy over there beat me down, Greg. He says, no one cares. I said, well, that's not true. Everybody cares
no,
what they wear into the Mania.
I'm saying nobody. Greg, let me fucking set
Greg,
the stage.
He beat me down. He's saying it
let
doesn't
me
matter
set
what
the
you
stage.
Wear.
Mike was planning what he's going to wear to WrestleMania in January.
Yeah.
But get this, Greg.
Yeah.
He's not going to cosplay as a wrestler.
No.
He's not going to dress up like Ultimate Warrior and get his face.
Why would he?
He's been planning on what T-shirt he's going to wear,
yeah.
Which
yeah.
is totally fine. That's whatever. You're getting a T-shirt. But
WWEshop.com,
but Greg,
this is awesome
but,
stuff.
But Greg, he's acting like he's going to Comic-Con, and he's going to get this super expensive cosplay made by Jessica Negri, and he's going to... He's just like, I'm wearing a rock shirt, or I'm wearing
but
a Stone Cold shirt.
It's the classic.
Tell him, Greg.
And how
it's
much is the shirt?
Tea. Vintage.
How much?
Vintage. It's
how much is the
it's
shirt?
Two. It's two.
$200.
Yeah, Greg.
And I'm here to tell Mike, nobody gives a fuck about a 200 that you're gonna like, Greg. Nobody's gonna be like that fucking guy.
They're gonna
you know?
Say that.
For
they're
the record,
say that.
If I can, I've been
tell
to more
Greg.
Wrestling shows than you people.
You
have
don't
seen.
Understand.
Uh huh.
True or false, Andy? You know how much I went to the Rosemont Horizon.
How many times?
Put
your fucking okay. head up on the Bible. True or false?
I'll have you know. He showed me when he was shopping. Yep. I haven't seen the final, so I don't know what he got. But I will say, Andy, you're showing a lot of your ass right now because people do stop you when they see a vintage shirt.
Like a red-ass
man, that's,
baboon.
When I wear that ECW one I love so much, when I had that old, it's fucking gone forever
come
now,
on.
But that old WCW one that was when Shane McMahon made the WCW, I get comments on that shit all the time. Booker T yelled at me about it. You know what I mean?
I'm going to buy the same shirt he's going to buy, but I'm going to print it on fucking bonfire.com or Redbubble or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because no person should spend $200 on a T-shirt, Greg.
Macklemore's thinking about this.
It's history.
He's buying a piece of history.
He? Yeah, the game show. So.
He's buying a piece of history.
It's history. It's vintage.
What was
you, when
how
you
much
smell
would you
it, it smells like mothballs.
History.
You know, that's
yeah,
how
it's been
old.
In an
I
attic.
I think that you guys yeah. are a very different economical place.
It's just like, Greg gets it. When we go to Mania, we're going to be, oh my God, you see that guy over there with his t-shirt?
No, you're not going to be like that.
We did, didn't we do that in San Jose together? We walked the concourse in San Jose and I said, Greg, look at all these dope t-shirts, and I pointed each one.
Everybody, if you're going to Mania, wear your This Is Awesome shirts.
Yeah.
You, okay, you go- great. Yeah, wear your This Is Awesome shirts. But, you know, this isn't the t-shirt convention. You're going like
the biggest day of the year.
Like, what?
The biggest wrestling day of the year.
Mike, really?
The Chad comments
like,
are going
to
be on my
oh,
side.
You got to go to Mania. You're going to see the craziest side. Shirts there. Like, nobody's
yeah,
like
are.
This. What person is like this?
All right, here's what we're going to do. Come. We're going to do it. We're going to go there. I'll be working Mania, all right?
Yeah,
I'll be backstage.
Yeah.
You're out there. You need to do is you need to take photos and make a top 10 and do a This Is a Morning Show when you come back about
yes,
it.
Yes, Greg. Yeah, and yeah. you know what?
What?
While you're working Mania, yeah. you ask the people on the panel, hey, have you seen any really dope retro t-shirts while you've been out there?
Okay.
Ask the stars.
Sure.
Because I'm sure
this
Rey Mysterio will look at you and be like,
though.
Oh my God, did you see this guy wear my first ever tee?
Yeah.
I mean, I
Booker
T will be out there. You see everybody rocking my stuff?
Yeah.
Come on.
I feel like
this isn't a conversation. This never happened.
Again, I've been backstage more times than you have, and I don't know if I can even say what happens back there in terms of conversations, but I tell you, people are talking.
You talk shit about the wrong beer, about the beer spot.
Really that was a great line. Great
hard to believe Pat McAfee commentating it, and I'm doing pre-show shit. You know?
You're working it up. We're working it up. Here's what I'll say, Andy. You put your shirt. Whatever you want your shirt to be. Mm-hmm. And then Mike will bring his beautiful vintage.
He's going
to
wear that sweatshirt.
And Greg will get all the people in the backstage to arrange. We'll take pictures because you guys aren't going to be allowed backstage.
Yeah.
Gonna
no,
backstage.
No.
They don't want you that whatever. Greg will show these people on his phone, and then we'll see who has the better these. Yeah. And it's going to be
love
this.
And I'm not going to give a fuck. I'm not trying to compete with Mike because I'm not going to spend $200 on a fucking wrestling shirt.
Now, real quick, first off, that's all projecting because you don't want to compete. And I hate to say it. You know what I mean? Don't want to compete, so you can't compete.
I don't give a fuck!
Did you notice how fast they went from no one cares about a $200 shirt to I can't compete with a $200 shirt? By his own logic, he should be able to print a fucking fart and mail it in. Yeah. There it is. Yeah. It's as good.
A fart logic.
I don't know where this is going. Tell him.
Just saying. You're like, one second you're saying this, the next night you're saying that.
He's all over the board. He's just mad about my outfit. I'm just excited. I just don't give a fuck about your outfit. I don't know why you give such a fuck about it.
Shorts, vintage t-shirt.
Yep, that's shorts. Nobody gives a fuck. Uh-huh.
But it's just the thing of him being like, I'll wait till you guys wear. Wait till you guys see what I'll wear at WrestleMania. So,
who gives a shit?
WrestleMania is the place to be seen. All right,
it's not.
As Cyndi Lauper.
She was nothing before she went to WrestleMania. Nothing.
Captain Lou Albano, all right? Remember that time Triple H and The Rock fought through the crowd, and then that guy had that dumb hat on, and Triple H yanked the hat off and threw it on the floor? That guy fucking made it. His outfit made it.
There's not going to be a red carpet.
Made it.
We're going to be in a box with our friends.
People look at the box.
And if somebody wrestles all the way up to that box,
nobody's going to go.
Be sitting there in a mustard colored nitro rifle shirt.
Oh, look at this.
He's going to be there
in
the limited edition, the only one of these shirts they ever printed.
I'm going to print it. There's nobody in the stadium with binoculars looking around. Where are the t-shirts at? Where are the fucking t-shirts at? Oh, there's a guy in a cool t-shirt.
I'm disappointed in Andy. I thought he would have more fun with this.
Andy, I'm so sorry.
It's like when Stan goes to Jordan Con and wears his Jordans.
You're right. They are wrong.
I know.
Here's the real question.
We're like supporting bad behavior buying a $200 t-shirt.
We're going to Mania. You have to look the part.
You got to look the part.
Okay, then buy a $10 t-shirt.
What if The Rock sees me? What if Greg shows The Rock my photo? All of a sudden, The Rock says, oh my God, is he my biggest fan? Greg goes, he wants
Mike, you're right.
Movies.
You deserve to wear this $200 t-shirt. You don't spend enough money on enough awful things.
Don't
already.
Give in, Andy. Don't
no,
enable.
He deserves to
we
buy this $200 t-shirt.
We won. We got it.
He bought the important. Yeah, you won. You had the $200 t-shirt. You have $200 less in your bank account because of a t-shirt you won, Mike. I'll move on.
That I bet will not arrive on time.
He's already got it.
I already got one. Yeah. I'm
no,
in.
He
buys two of each.
This is awesome from day number two. Come on. I got to support my dude.
Yeah.
He buys two. Why? So there's you're not getting two $200
there
t-shirts?
Could be an outfit change. You never know. Halftime of the
I
show.
Like
the thing
I
is,
hate
for
it.
The record, just nobody gives a fuck, man. Like, nobody cares.
Care. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Andy's just going to keep saying nobody cares, nobody cares, nobody cares. Let's just not even. Mm-hmm. WrestleMania is still a ways out.
Yes.
Multiple weeks.
Yes.
Snowbike Mike, Thursday, you and I are living the dream, and we are driving to Sacramento, and we are watching my Missouri Tigers play
the
NCAA
by the
tournament.
Way.
You have to work. I already said I looked at the fucking calendar. This opportunity presented itself. I said, there are two other people that should come with me. I looked at the calendar. Mike's got jack shit to do. Babysit Nick on stream. Fucking park grandpa in front of the goddamn battleship, and there you go. It's done.
Everything's
you
know moving.
Make him work for a day in his life. You know what I mean? You have to go host unannounced things that are happening. You have to be on that content. You know what I mean?
You gotta be on that content.
So you need to make the content.
You have to make the content.
Me and Mike, we got to go to Sacramento and cheer on the Tigers. And did I make the right call? 100%. Because I've heard everything you're just saying about WrestleMania right now, this defeatist attitude about
sounds
what you're
like
going to
you
wear, all right?
Attitude.
So I need you just to clear comms for a second.
You shut the fuck up.
Mike.
Tell me.
I've pulled the strings with Mizzou.
Yeah, you're in.
You and I have seats behind the bench. You will be on camera.
Yep.
we need to figure out what we're wearing.
I was going to say, you know, me and Greg, we'll wear black and gold. Andy would wear orange and yellow.
Oh, man, this Nitro Rifle shirt I slept in, it's got fucking mustard all over it.
We're wearing team gear.
You're going to be on TV. I mean? That's important. Hey,
just like WrestleMania.
Anything can happen at WrestleMania.
Exactly. Anything can happen.
You're going to be on TV. You got to make
Sami
sure.
Sami Zayn brawls all the way up into the skybox. You're sitting there, hot dog, no bun. We're just like, what's he doing?
I'm just saying, Mike thinks
put up himself. The one. They point at me.
Mike thinks Vince McMahon's going to be like, that's a cool shirt. Get in the ring right now. Like, he's fucking out of his mind.
People might come up to the box and say, hey, you all look like you're having a good time. Would you like to come down, sit ringside? Bang, there's Mike, T-shirt on. You know,
I need you all to know that Mike's going to abandon us way before any of this can ever happen.
And with all due respect, Mike, there's not a chance that happens.
But
what might happen is they come up and they say, Greg, Sami Zayn just twisted his knee. You're a superstar. We need you to come down and do a bit.
Couple bumps.
Who can you bring to front row to have the scuffle happen? And I'll look around and who am I going to pick? Old Mustard Boy here or the man in the rock shirt? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, anyways, Mike, though, I'm going to need you to order express some Mizzou shirt.
We got to get some Mizzou stuff.
Because you're not XL, right? Yeah. Like
you'd be XL.
I can rock an XL. I'll
put a jacket over it.
You got a little jacket? You got a track jacket?
Outdoors, right?
No. We're talking about the basketball game.
Oh, it's basketball.
No.
Indoor, then. He can put a jacket on. A little Steve's jacket.
Well, sure, yeah, you can put a jacket.
It's crazy because we just made Nick do a bracket knot 2 hours ago and has already forgotten about this.
Did you have Mizzou all the way?
We didn't get some.
There was so many Tigers.
Mike
though.
Was like, sure. Mike was like, there's we so have Bulldogs. To pick between, like, you have to pick all of the mascots for all the teams that are playing basketball. To me, I'm thinking like 30 teams.
Sure,
max.
Yeah,
it'd be
fun. Bigger than that.
Oh man, we got to put the work in. Mike's like, no, there's 744 teams playing basketball right now.
So
and
many.
He goes, we're going to start off with the Florida State, not South Florida, North Florida State.
Yeah.
Fourth District
Presbyterian
Church, and their mascot is the Sand Viper versus Detroit. And I was like, dude, Jesus Christ.
Municipal.
Mike. And then Mike's like, you gotta slap it. You gotta focus. I don't know sports. So when you start saying sports to me, my brain just turns off and I start thinking about like other shit.
Sure.
Yeah.
What?
But cool. We'll get him a Mizzou shirt. Bring him one of your sweatshirts.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a Gen Z.
I don't want him to float in it. I don't want him to look like, you know.
Yeah, we can't look like slob.
I can't say I'm bringing little
But that's it's very into where for the kids wear the big stuff now. It's all in.
It is very in.
Take a pair.
Nick knows.
Get a pair of my pants so they're a little bigger on you.
Uh-huh.
And then you get some of his things, and it's like he's like his little brother, his little Gen Z brother.
Gee, bro, what do you think about my hair?
I fucking love it.
I like it.
I'm doing the Nick Scarpino.
That's cool.
Yeah, I noticed it when you sat down today to do your Dead Island preview with us on Games Daily.
It looks great.
Yeah.
So this is, I've been gone,
so
I don't
know
how new it is.
I told him, we're going to Mania. I need it filthy.
Gotcha.
And he looked at me, he goes, I got an idea. And I said, whatever you want to do, let's go.
Mohawk.
And this is it.
That's great.
So we'll probably touch it up one more time before Mania. Will you?
Did you get more off the top a little bit recently?
Yeah, he cut off the top. You know, I wanted it to stay long
because you had it first with that.
But I tell him, do whatever he wants.
You say, Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's how it's supposed to go. Will you get touched up before Mania?
Yeah, maybe. When did I get this done? Jen touched me up not too long ago. So if I need it, for me, it's always the back of the neck.
Mm.
How hairy is the back of the neck? That'll give it away of what I need.
Can you see the hair on the back of the neck from the front?
Yeah, exactly.
If it's that,
exactly.
Then you got to
curly cues off.
If you got the loose Scarpino, the back's so hairy, it's coming over.
Yeah.
And now it's got it can like vote because it's so prevalent.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't be
Can't
that.
Do that.
Well, we need
that.
Especially
if me and Mike might be pulled on the front row to go do a Sami
Zayn. I mean, exactly. I think, honestly, I don't know a lot about wrestling.
Yeah.
So take this with a grain of salt.
Sure.
90% chance you guys 100%. Are on camera the whole time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
90%.
And then they're going to, and it's going to be so sad when Andy gets the tweet being like, look at these two cool guys. And this jabroni with the mustard all over his sweatshirt and his shoes.
Where did mustard come from?
You're eating.
Yeah, you're eating.
I don't like
mustard.
Hot dogs
with mustard.
I don't
that's
like
why that's why you, you did the thing where you took a bite and you went,
I don't like mustard. Because here's the thing. Mike's already getting scammed with a $200 t-shirt. He already got scammed by FedEx. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
This is your ally. Tell him what happened, Mike.
I mean, FedEx got me. You know what I mean? FedEx got me. Got an email that said, hey, you didn't pay for all of your postage. I was expecting a package, so I said, okay, I'll give you $3. Get my credit card information.
It wasn't $3.
It might have been, they charged me $43, but it was $3.
It was a $40.
And then it might have been FedEx.co.
I was going to say, what is the thing? Yeah, yeah. I got one of those emails today of like, oh, man, your verification on Twitter is about to expire, and it's like, whatever, random ass.
Yeah.
Jibber-jabber.com.
It happens to people. And not everyone is smart.
Did you cancel your card? What happened?
Yeah, I had to cancel.
Did you get some suspicious charges?
They stopped it right away. Well, Fargo's on top of that. They stopped it.
The funniest part is Kevin going, Mike, just call an adult next time. Call a grown-up. Because, like, this happened to my aunt 10 years ago, and I was like, Thea, no, it's fake. It's fake. I just was not expecting Mike to come in here and get ripped off by a fake FedEx.CP.LQ. I bet you FedEx wasn't even in the title. Like, whenever you check that, because I get those verifications all the time.
Oh, right. Now they know.
Oh, yeah, they're looking for me.
They'll keep going. They'll get you.
This is the fucking idiot. Get this guy.
About that. Oh, yeah.
The real question I have for you is not how cool Mike's shirt is going to be, because it's going to be undeniably cool.
Thank you.
The real question is, he says it's like an authentic, like, vintage shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's...
Now, I will say...
Do you think that's anywhere close to true?
I've brought it in. Craig smelled it.
Okay.
It smelled like an attic.
Okay.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
But do you think... What do you think the chances are that someone printed that thing, like, 2 days ago, and the attic smell is just whatever that weird vinegar smell is when something's, like, printed?
Look, the chance of Mike getting ripped off, like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you. Yeah, I don't think he's going to let it happen again.
You don't think
Never
so?
Again.
No.
Never
you think
again.
He's definitely checking the seller notes on eBay, being like you know, making sure they're all legit?
Was it from eBay?
What?
The shirt?
Shirt? No, it's from Grailed is what they call it.
Okay, that sounds
called
more...
It's called a badass kid shop now. Grailed.
Weird name.
That sounds more legit.
You want to get Grailed? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, like Holy Grail. I mean, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
They say things are grails, right? Your grail shoes, your grail watch, your grail thing, whatever it is. The thing you want most.
Do they?
Never heard of that one.
I believe you.
That's true.
I believe you. I'm not fighting.
I know. Cool. G, you're into...
terms.
Like shoes and stuff, right? Have you ever heard the term, like, that's my grail? Like, that's the thing It's...
Grail the website chat. It checks. Okay. Yeah.
Is it like StockX? Is it as legit as StockX.com? Okay. Well, I'll stop shopping there then. Never mind.
Is that what you're shopping?
Yeah. Okay. No, I wanted a pair of Jordans for a while, and Tim ran me through, like, how to get Jordans, mind went so blank that I was like, I'll just wear normal Nikes, and then randomly, I just saw a pair of, like, all-white Jordans pop up. You know the ones that Altano wears?
Yeah.
I love those.
Well, I mean, I know he wears
Jordans. He wears all-white. He likes to wear the all-white Jordans with the skinny black jeans. Looks really, really cool. I was like, I could get, you know, some of that's, like, roll the sleeve. So I got them. They're so uncomfortable.
Oh, wow.
I'm still going to wear them, though.
Yeah.
Because I want Tim to think I'm cool.
Mike, yeah, that's why my whole...
Mike, I have a question
you have
for you.
To.
Did you sort by, like, most expensive?
Yeah, no, I typed in Stone Cold Steve Austin, and then it's him
you think you're
giving the
get,
double birds.
You think you're going to get Mick Foley's attention with a fucking $50
exactly.
shirt?
You think you're going to walk by a bunch of awesome fans coming to the Mania and not have something cool to pull their eyes?
You think you're going to get the Big Show's going to see Mike and want him to be the little show?
Big Show's over at AEW now.
Is he?
Big Show's
I mean, he could. It could be his big return. He
that's
could, you know.
Fair. I knew you I was going to miss one at some point.
Hey, you're fine. You're doing
I was
great.
Throwing him out
you're
there.
You're killing
I was
it.
Like,
you think I'll get pulled down by the Judgment Day if I don't have something dope?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Come on.
That's a good point.
I could run with that crew all day.
Mm. Your personalities really don't mesh that well. Like, you could, like,
I could run with that crew
Mike
all day.
Is like.
He is great.
Mike is like cream, right? He goes with everything.
It's true, too. He really he does. Definitely would vibe. But, I mean, like, they're, like, so, like. The goth kids, it'd be cool to see.
Kevin, here it is.
Black and purple.
Yeah, you're fine.
Can I get the one, Kevin?
No, don't chug it.
Stone Cold with the bird.
Is that it?
$275.
Let me double check that one. Is that it?
It's sold out, or is that?
I don't think that's the one. I don't think that's the one.
It's not the one.
It looks like
it. Well, I mean,
we don't
want to
give it away
either.
No, that's not the one. That's not the one.
I mean, Stone Cold flipping the bird, and it's over $200.
I want to say it was like one of the ones. Like,
yeah, it was like he was doing this, and then on the back it said, Stone Cold made me do it, mama. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
See what I mean? That's great.
Damn, that makes me want
to
go to WrestleMania.
Do you think they have multiple of them? Or?
Oh, yeah. They got.
Well, that wasn't it. That wasn't it.
Yeah, they got
that. Oh, so this is. So, like, if you saw someone wear this, you'd be like, that one's not cool.
Stupid.
No, I'd be like, that's super cool. I mean, me and Greg are going to walk by, and I'm going to be like, Greg, these are some dope t-shirts. I'm looking for someone to wear a really dope old school Mania t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm sure we'll see one from the 90s, guaranteed.
Sure.
Right? What's this year's Mania theme? What's this year's Mania t-shirt going to be? Well, I know, but like, what will be the faces? How will the design go?
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Is it Sami Zayn? Is it Cody Rhodes and freaking
Roman?
Like, who do we put on there?
They definitely get on there. Yeah.
Rhea and Charlotte. I'm looking for that tee.
So you're looking for like the one that has because I at the Rumble.
Yeah.
I took Ashley and her two boys,
mm-hmm.
and when we went to the store. I was like, you know, let's all get the same matching shirt. So we all got the Royal Rumble,
so cool.
The Royal one, and it's the one with all the faces on it. But then, Tactical Air. They came to the arena, right? I was backstage doing my ratings reveal stuff.
Yes.
Then the show ended, and I got changed, and I went out there to watch the matches with them. And I was like, we should get that photo of all of us together. And I was like, eh, we're in the middle of the Rumble right now. It's going to be dark. We'll get it later. And then I had to go back to interview Cody Rhodes. Mm-hmm. And then the boys got scared by the lights out match. Mm-hmm. And so they left. So yeah. We never actually got a shot of us all in the same
shot. Yeah. Don't worry. You're going to be working hard. I'm going to get a shot of all of us in the box.
I'll be up there.
And I'll get the one with me. In the
I mean, I'm probably, I mean, unless they need me backstage. Mm-hmm. And if they
what
need me backstage, they need you backstage.
Thank you, Greg. Yeah. What are you going to wear? Do you have your tees? Decide not what you're wearing on camera.
Yeah.
What is Greg Miller in the box going to wear?
You got. I mean, I'll be wearing this is awesome tees. For sure, probably.
This is awesome.
Night
that's one.
One. Yeah.
Okay, what's day two?
Well, you assume day two is going to be Roman, Cody, and I like Cody, and I got a Cody shirt, so I'll probably wear my Cody shirt that day.
Cody shirt.
You know what I mean? Because I want to be there to support.
Cody.
Take care of the new champion.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Cody. Okay.
Cody Hagler. Exactly. Cody Hagler. Andy, how many of your own fucking shirts are you going to bring to wear and not promote Kinda Funny or WWE or This Is Awesome?
I mean, it's a good question.
I mean, just imagine if I just went to fucking see his San Antonio Spurs play and I just wore a shirt that was just like, meh. You know what I mean? That's what he's doing. He's disrespecting my other workplace,
catch
my friend.
Exactly.
Yeah. 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 Uh-huh.
I'm spending a lot of money to be in this box.
No one presses your arm.
I'm spending a lot of money to be there.
God forbid you go to San Antonio with me.
Opportunity of a lifetime. Here it is. Once in a lifetime.
No, San Antonio is way more. I mean, San Antonio just would have been
the tickets would have been free.
Yeah. And
free ticket?
Extra $500 for everything else.
Just saying, tickets would have been free.
Yeah.
There, yeah.
You're right. You're right.
I'll tell you what, as we get closer and closer to Mania, I booked my flights today. Mm-hmm. I booked my hotel today. Mm-hmm. And as always, I'm reminded of how much I fucking hate when a sporting event or WWE is not happening in like the Central District. I wish this was at, and I hate saying it, crypto.com arena.
Oh, okay.
It's the Staples Centers. Come on. But like to be at LA Live and have everything right there.
LA Live is so cool.
Stay in the JW, come down, walk out, walk back, go to your room. Amazing.
Cocktail up to the room.
Exactly.
Yep. Gone.
This is not awesome. This is at
SoFi.
SoFi
this is
going to
be a big deal, though.
Where's SoFi?
This is
it's out by the airport.
Yeah. This is a state-of-the-art, brand new NFL stadium.
It's
going to
be a
beautiful
dope stadium. Sure.
It's going to be a big deal to be here.
I mean,
it's going to be massive.
Yeah, it's going to be big. It's going to be massive, but it just doesn't. Well, that's why I'm staying at like a shitty airport hotel out there. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like whatever, or like close enough, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's like whatever. Like the event is Mania. It's going to be like 4 or 5 hours a day being there. So it's like whatever. But it's like, come on. And it also sucks because SmackDown is Friday night and that's at Crypto, and then Raw is Monday night and that's at Crypto. So it's like if they would have just done everything there, you could have had four nights of wrestling in one place, one hotel room.
You could have just slept there.
$3,000 probably, whatever. Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm excited. You guys are going to have fun.
We are going to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you excited not to be going? I know you had a good run of coming with us to wrestling shows and then we kind of broke
you. You know, here's the thing. I don't like to be a person that brings down the mood. For people.
You never do with me.
I never do with you. I've never been one to actually like sour anyone.
Yeah, he's no wet
moods
blanket.
On it. I'm not a wet blanket. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know when I shouldn't go to something because it's gonna ruin people's times.
Yeah.
And after that one time where Cool Greg made me carry those five chairs,
like
30 miles.
You hear him go, God damn.
I was like, maybe wrestling's not for me. Maybe I should just stay away from wrestling. Yeah. Also, nobody invited me.
Oh.
So there's that. James and Elise got invited. We'd love to have seen them. At least gone to LA that week. I'm free that weekend too. Nothing.
That would have been cool.
Nothing to do.
Yeah, that's a shame. Damn.
It is. It's rough. Every once in a while, I catch things on social media from my friends that go and do stuff, and I go, I gotta fit right there.
Yeah,
right in that little space.
Yeah,
little nook. That's where you put the nick.
The nick nook.
But I'm excited that you guys are all gonna go have fun, and I'm also excited to hear. All the plethora of stories that you're going to come back with about Snowbike Mike.
Just leaving us.
Getting lost, not bringing his phone, not bringing his ID, not bringing any money, forgetting his shoes.
He's going to come out from under the mat with a chair. Yeah. A steel chair.
It's gonna be great.
I know that I have a backstage pass. And I think Tim might have finagled his way into one too on this email chain. But I think we got to get Mike back there. Because you want to talk about something who's going to fit in and make some friends back there. It's going to be
come on. Who's gonna live in the moment?
I'll say this.
Khaleesi is breaking the wheel.
And I'm not just saying this because I like to talk shit about whoever's not in the room.
Yeah.
Tim sucks. You got to just take his pass away and give it to Mike.
There was a section of the day right before this where we were out there and we were all shoving peeps in our face. Having a great time, making some fun content. I'm sure that Roger's editing all that right now.
It's going to get about a minute.
And there was this thing where we were all having such a great time and somebody finally exclaimed, we have so much fun when Tim's not here. And then you said, you're right, that's it. And that
couldn't put my finger on it.
That was the moment. That was the moment.
Koji hates when we talk shit about it.
But Tim,
he
hates it. But cool, Greg, you had fun today, right? Every time you're here, you had fun. But it was like more fun today. Right? Like, you know.
God bless Tim. I'll tell you this. Greg, you've been away for a little bit. Dealing with some stuff. And I'll give you two options as to what's been happening on the podcast.
Okay.
Number one, we sat and had a very civilized time on the podcast, and we did not torture Tim the entire time. Or number two, a lot of eye rolls coming from
that chair. Yeah, that's definitely what it was.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Tim, I don't think Tim can handle the three of us when you're not in the office.
Sure.
To, like, balance that out a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah. I think it's really tough.
Well, because I'm the coin flip. Am I going to be serious, respectful, Greg? Or am I going to be the crazy?
You're going to be lead jackal, Greg. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we need you part of the jackals.
Jackal squad. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is, Tim, unfortunately, bears the brunt of being the serious guy in the room all the time. He was always the straight guy. Mm. And, man, we wore him down. Just a little nub. You know the chalk you put on the end of a pool cue? Yeah. It's just the piece of paper. It's the paper left on that thing.
It's at the very bottom of it.
I mean, you know, you got yeah. Grow or die.
Grow or die. That's the mantra.
I don't even remember the last podcasts.
Oh, we did. What did we do? Look up the titles for the last couple.
It was the one where it's like Tim explains it all.
Fast
and it was like
travel.
Oh, the Vanderpump one. To be fair, Tim tortured us with that one.
That's true.
That was him talking about the Vanderpump stuff, and it broke my brain. I'm like, why do people follow any of this?
Yeah.
And I'll actually go on a limb and say it. If you follow that stuff, you're also a terrible person.
Wow.
I'll say it.
Joey Noel.
Joey's about to throw something at me. That was a good episode. What did we do before that?
No, because I was making fun of whenever I know that there's some like reality TV bullshit drama.
Yeah.
That it's always like very, very quiet voice from Tim going like,
Joey,
did you see did you see Melissa or some bullshit? Did you see Jackie Brown or whatever? Like, some shit's going down right now that I won't understand.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the problem is that sometimes it's about like the internet and like other podcasts and streamers or whatever. And it's like, I do want to know.
I love that stuff.
And then I listen in a little bit and it's like, oh, this is some.
No.
One of the Real Housewives ate a person. I don't know who this is or why.
That was her mom or something.
No, you don't want that.
Yeah, I know. And you know, I just have FOMO whenever anyone's whispering and not including me.
Sure.
So, you know, the fact that I can hear Joey and Tim having something, I go, my first thought is always, what are they saying about me?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
How many times is it about you?
Never.
Yeah.
Never about me.
Yeah. No, never.
And which is, you would think I'd be relieved about, but then I'm just very disappointed and insecure about when they're not actually talking shit about me. Then I have to turn to Andy and bother him, and you don't like that.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather just avoid you at all costs.
But I sat you right next to me, so.
Yeah, that's the pod.
That's cool. You can trade with Mike whenever you want, but is that going to make the office culture better or worse?
I don't think so.
It wouldn't make content like this.
I truly don't think so.
Also, you guys specifically said no trading spots.
Yeah. I know. I don't know why. Tim was smart. He was like, don't start that process.
Because it would just be the worst because it would be like sleepovers. Like, I'm going to trade with you for 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to move over there and do this and do that.
I'll tell you what, though. That freaking Tron monitor Tim's got at his desk, that takes up a lot of space in my peripherals.
Sure.
The whole time I just see a wall of white.
But that's on purpose, right? So you can't like.
You can blame me for that. That was something that Samsung like hit me up for, and I was like, Tim, take it away.
It's so cool, but man, it's just like everywhere. It's right here.
One of my favorite things is I haven't talked to you since life fell apart, right? So, but in the gap there, where right before it did, and then now that I've been back, like, but work from home last week, I reviewed Before Your Eyes over on PSL of UXOXO.
Okay,
and this is the game where I'd been sitting in VR at my desk. And I pulled off the headset, and like I had been crying for 5 minutes. And I come out of this incredibly emotional, touching experience, and I put it down, and I open my fucking bleary, bloodshot, crying eyes, and I look, and the first thing I do is look into Nick's eyes, and he just bursts out. And he goes, "You look like you've been on a 2 week bender."
Look at Cameron, man. You're like,
and I was like, "I've been crying for 5 minutes." Like, I'm so sorry.
My bad. You know, you want sensitivity, go old fashioned. You go Nick.
Go right to Nick.
You know, I'm right here.
Well, that was like the best. I mean, you know, like cold bucket of water. To come out of this incredibly emotional experience inside a VR video game and then immediately be met with your face.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Hung out, just doing it.
Everybody loves Nick. And here's one for you, Greg, as well. Since we're on the topic, it's crazy. Andy and Kevin won't share their golf clubs with Nick. It's unbelievable.
Thank you, Mike.
They just went out of their way to buy
That's enough of that.
I have missed this. There is a is a bag of clubs in the office that are new.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Kevin, so I think I saw you put them up on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And we had a ton of fun. Everybody's enjoyed it. Nick is clearly an ace at it. And all three of them are jibber-jabbering. Maybe we should get clubs together and stuff like that. And
like
then these
two. You want to share it? Share
yeah,
it.
These two. Kick poor Nick out of the group. It's crazy.
Guess
it's crazy.
Who was like, oh, yeah, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's all get clubs together. Everyone. Everyone said that. And
no.
We sent them an yes,
N-O.
Yes,
yes,
you were.
We did not say that. You stream.
You, Andy came to me and said this. He was like, Nick. No, you're like golf.
Why are you
Wait,
doing
why
the
is he
Tim?
Talking to Tim voice?
Because he did the Tim voice. Because you did the fucking Tim voice. You know Tim does that voice where he's like, "I'm gonna talk you into doing something you don't want to do right now,"
listen.
And I'm gonna kind of make it seem like it's your choice, but it's not because your employment here is you know important. Anyway, think he goes.
What
he goes?
Yeah, you saw him pull the E break on that one. You're like, I don't even know. What
I was gonna talk shit about Tim, but there's no point in that. Andy comes to me and says, Nick, thinking about
dude.
Me and Kevin are thinking about getting a set of golf clubs, right? We'd love for you. It's $300. We're going to split it, but if you give us $100, then you can use them whenever you want.
Except for when they're using them.
Except for when they're using them, which, of course.
Well, we all go together.
Yeah, we go together. Boom.
Now, mind you, we've been golfing. We've been golfing one time and to the driving range twice. And these guys are like, we're all in on golfing. To which I'm like, I don't know if I have a lot of time for golfing, but I go, let me think about that.
You definitely said I'm super in.
No, because you guys are pressuring me, and I'm like, let me.
I
was like, I could be in, but then at the end of the day, I said, you know what? Let me think about that. Let me think about that.
Fuck you, Mike.
Go home.
This is your fault, fucking
and
asshole.
I go home and I think to myself, why do they want Sweet Nick to be involved in this scheme?
We don't,
right? Why do they want it? And the reality is, it's for one of two reasons, potentially both, 50-50. One, they're cheap.
Yeah, aren't
and
we?
They
all?
Know. They know. That I'm just going to give them money and probably never go with them again because Kevin knows how to annoy me just enough to make me not want to go to the thing. So he's an evil genius. I'll put it that way. Or two, because those goddamn golf clubs are going to sit by his desk the entire time and they knew that if I had money in it, I couldn't say anything about it.
No.
So I withdrew. I withdrew my money.
Yep. That is not
I'm
it.
I'm not a fool, Greg.
That is not it.
Those things are not long for this world.
It was definitely the cheap
thing. It was definitely that... I don't want to spend. Look, Greg, if I'm buying $15 of popcorn,
Cody Hagler says most courses won't let you share a bag.
If I'm,
which would be the ultimate fun thing if they show up with one bag. And they're like, what the fuck?
No, the place that we went had like no dress code. I don't think really didn't they care.
Now, and this is for, to be fair, this is just for a lot of, we just want to go to the driving range and get some.
And
that's fine.
You know, I go to the movie theater. If I'm buying $15 of popcorn,
mm-hmm.
Nick has some. That's one thing. But it's like, I don't want to spend $200. On a golf set, $200 each, me and Kevin, right?
Yeah.
And then just have Nick use them all willy-nilly whenever.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Because I know he's going to do that because everybody's streaming service stuff is not his either. And Nick...
One thing.
Nick likes to use stuff that isn't his. And so I offered him and Nick was like... Seemed like he was in.
Right.
Like, you gave me the vibe that like, yeah,
you're gonna do
100? That's not bad. Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And I was planning on buying the more expensive one anyway, but still just give me 100, you know, it's no big deal. But he ended up withdrawing. I sent him a Venmo request. He declined it. Then he sent me a Venmo request and said $300 because he wants an RTX 4090.
Quid pro quo.
Me and Kevin just decided to go 2-on-2 in this, and Nick was like, okay, but like, let's talk about this. We were in the car on the way to Target. He's like, okay, but for real, like, let's talk about the golf clubs. And we're like, no, you're never under any circumstance allowed to use them.
So you can't buy in right now.
No.
Now my pitch for them was
Kevin saying
every time we go to the driving, every time we go to the driving range, I will pay them $5 a club to use the clubs. You give me $3, $15. We go to the driving range. Yeah. 30, 40, 50 times, those clubs pay for themselves.
Yeah.
Andy, you rent
the clubs to me.
I want you to know that I will get $5 worth of enjoyment every single time we go to the driving range together if Nick has to walk over and get the loaners. Every time.
Keep in mind, you're really getting $2.50 worth of enjoyment, and you have to figure out what your $2.50 is.
Well, I do like the fact that, you know, I guess I just, it's one of the situations, Greg, with Nick where it's like, he got invited to do something finally, and then he declined it. And Nick just wants to
bust out the money.
Oh man, he's
well, a $50.
Is that the one that Andrew Jackson's right on?
I don't know. I don't know which president this is. I don't want to say any names. I don't want to get. No. Who's on the fifth?
Grover Cleveland.
Grant.
It's Grant, right? Yeah,
that's Grant. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the fucking loser that ran the Confederate Army?
That's you,
Lee.
That's
Grant.
General
Lee.
Yeah.
Grant Lee. That's what stopped me. Thank you so much.
And I don't give a crap about Robert E. Lee.
You know why I have this 50, Eddie?
Well, Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee.
You know why I have this 50?
You had it.
Because wait, once you get a $50 bill.
Grant beat him? Is that what it is?
No.
Get a little $50 bill.
Once you get a $50 bill, no one will take it. Not one fucking place will let me fucking cash this. I gotta take this thing back to the bank to get change.
So anyway, Nick
ate a fucking salt and straw the other day, and the kid, I was like, "Can you break a 50?" And the kid goes, "I don't know." And then we stared at each other until I put my credit card into the goddamn machine.
Yeah.
Nick is never allowed to use the clubs.
I don't want to use.
But isn't having cash is just like it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
It's not real.
It used to be the other way where it's like, yeah. Oh, if you used a credit card, this money. Now it's like when I have cash, I feel like I'm doing an off the books transaction.
I got cash from a drug dealer. Yeah. I'm out there on the street. Yep. Fucking doing the breaking the law.
I feel like it's not mine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It feels not real. It feels like Monopoly money.
I agree.
Until the person at your local liquor store goes, you cannot buy Goldfish crackers with a $50 bill. I'm like,
I consider it like petty cash.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have an office and you just have like a little, get the petty cash from someone.
What a cool concept petty cash is too.
It was until, of course, I was like, that's awesome. We should have petty cash. And then I watched Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. She got into the hole with the petty cash. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that actually.
And then it was a whole thing. She's like, just buy out of the petty cash. She's like, oh shit, I don't have to pay this back. Gambling.
It is gambling.
Pyramid scheme, like crypto.
We used to have petty cash. Remember that? The little metal box?
We had a box for cash for selling merch and then it kept falling off the shelf and hitting me in the head. I don't know who kept putting it on the shelf. I don't know who it was that kept putting it up, teetering on the shelf. So when I opened up the closet, hit me in the head. But
that's your word for
you know what's not a scam is patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you, of course, can get each and every episode ad-free. You can watch us record the podcast live and ad-free. You can get dozens of bonus episodes of content each and every month. But guess what, Jack? You're not on Patreon. So here's a word from our sponsor.
Shout out to Honey for sponsoring this episode. Honey is the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. And thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. And we all know there's nothing better than the feeling of saving money. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. When you check out, the Honey button appears and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds, you see the fun little dancing guy. Honey searches for coupons and it finds you the best ones. And then you just watch the prices drop. We here at Kind of Funny have been using Honey for years, and it's helped us save thousands on tech, costumes, food, you name it. Honestly, I just love how easy it is to just set and forget and save. That's the best part. Honey doesn't just work on desktops. It works on your phone too. You just activate it on Safari on your phone. You save on the go. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. You can get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kindoffunny. That's joinhoney.com/kindoffunny.
I like when you say Jack. It reminds you of Joe Biden.
Did you say that?
Oh, it reminds you of Hassan Piker's impression of Joe Biden.
Do you want to see what Joe Biden would look like with a mullet?
Yeah.
I think Kevin had the website up a little
bit. Yeah, we never. Now we can acknowledge it. We're back here.
Boom.
That looks like Thomas Jane.
That is the ultimate warrior.
Looks like Liquid Snake.
Oh, that's Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Bone, dude. If I could look like that right now, full stop, I would be perfect.
He looks like Guy Ritchie.
A little like Guy Ritchie. That's who it is. Guy Ritchie with the mullet.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's keep scrolling down here. Let's take a look at all the presidents with the mullets. That's Donald Trump.
Audio listeners, I'm sorry.
That is Barack Obama.
No, the audio listeners, they understand now because we're saying their names, so they understand now. Yeah, they shut Barack their Obama eyes and think, oh, that's Barack Obama. Yeah.
George
mullet.
W. looks incredible. He looks like a hero.
Yeah, but like these are like not, I mean, these are like artistic interpretations.
Well, it's AI. Just AI. Yeah, it's AI.
Oh, AI. I missed that part. My apologies.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't think Bill Clinton ever had this next mullet coming up.
Well, no, I know that none of them had the mullet.
That's
that looks like a bald eagle has landed and just
the eagle has landed. We're leading this country.
Yeah. What, you know what I want to do to Nick's hair, Mike? I want to get a
right there
hair straightener and curl it out.
George,
I want it to kind of like
do that
way back, like a well, I mean, not that drastic.
But
Ronald Reagan. That's see, if I could have my dream mullet, that's it right there. This one on Ronald Reagan.
Reagan,
that's so bad to the bone, dude. Just fluffy up top, long in the back, like you'd ride the whole thing from fucking stem to stern.
What about JC?
Jimmy Carter looks incredible. That's not much so much of a mullet, more like it was longer hair that he just started going bald.
Yeah.
What's crazy about this, you look at this.
Board looks awesome.
Look at the interactions on this, all from Cam Harless, who I have no idea who that is. But just one day, he's like, you know what I'm going to do? AI all this shit out the wazoo, yeah. And then bam, there you
Jesus,
go.
That's it.
AI is taking over the world.
Yeah, people are deep on the AI right
we
now.
Need to get in it. I don't know how, but we need to get on the ground level.
We did that thing where we had Chat GPU that one time talked to us, or GPI, GPT.
Did you see everybody get mad at Corridor Digital?
Why
now?
Oh, because they're doing the animation thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
a thing.
The whole art community, very unhappy with Corridor Digital, and understandably so. So Corridor Digital, who is, we've been fans of them for a long time, make really awesome CG sort of videos, and hey, what would happen if we blah, 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 and how could we make the Star Wars CGI and the Kenobi show better or whatever
you
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do a lot of stuff like that. And they also react to like the best and worst CG. But one thing they did recently that they're under a lot of fire for right now is they made...
Oh my God.
Abraham
incredible.
Lincoln looks like Geddy Lee from Rush.
So good. So cool.
What they did was they decided to make... they used a neural network to like recreate all of their faces in the animation. And they did like a rock, paper, scissors anime.
Incredible. Yeah, yeah.
And what it did was it was trained off of the art from Vampire Hunter D, I believe, which is an anime from a studio. And it used all of like Vampire Hunter D's animation to then make this little anime short that they were making. Which is...
But they filmed it like they filmed themselves.
They filmed themselves, but then
and
they...
And then the AI like... Took all their faces and was able to animate.
And made it look like anime based off
of... I think I saw a screenshot of this.
Yeah, based off of the anime Vampire Hunter D, which is like... The internet was on fire because of AI several months ago because people were doing those filters.
Yeah.
And those filters are based off of people's art on Google. Like, it's not doing
AI
art by...
AI create this. AI looks at stuff and steals that stuff.
Yeah.
And uses it as a style stuff.
And so they are under a lot of fire right now for that and being like, come on, man. Like, you're supposed to be part of the artist community and you are taking something that isn't yours. Like, it's not like you're making a parody of something. You are taking other people's IP and using it for your own thing, which... Also kind of just, you guys are massive, and that also opens up, like, a huge sort of swath of
I mean,
you
can't
stuff.
Blame Corridor Digital for the burgeoning wave of AI art that's going to eventually take over. I mean, this is like a paradigm shift in what's happening, and it's horrible, don't get me wrong. Like, it's going to put a lot of people out of business, but so did CG when that happened, right? Like, I watched that ILM documentary, and everyone saw the computer fucking, the Jurassic Park dinosaur, and we're like, shit, we're all out of a job now.
And those, but one is theft and one isn't.
One is what?
One is theft and one isn't.
Sure, but like the technology that they're utilizing is like crazy. But now, granted, they're stealing art, and that's true. That's fucked up. But when you take that out of it, like the stuff they're doing, you're like, holy shit, that could be a whole new production pipeline for animation.
I think the worst part of it is that the people super stoked on it are not artists. Like the people who are most stoked about it.
The
are,
hope would be that artists can come in. And that you could do motion capture in a different way and have like AI actually help with drawing from different angles, right? I don't know. Like, I think like the technological aspect of it sounds cool, but I hear your perspective like you can't be aping other people's shit.
The promise of it could be cool.
It's interesting.
Where it is that Andy could draw something, the thing could learn it, and then 3D
animate
it or whatever.
3D it or
the problem it. Is now that this huge. Group Corridor Digital with this huge audience is using it right now in its infancy when it's not that when it is just stealing stuff and taking stuff. So sure, there's the potential for
that.
It to be cool.
Okay,
there,
I hear that.
It's It'd right be- now just taking away and also then promoting it so other people think it's okay, because that's really what it comes down to, right? I think this is so like NFTs, where if when you know people were very vocal about NFTs and it did, even though it's still around, but it did stop the momentum it had going, right? Because it was like, yo, this is fucked up or whatever.
Square Enix all about it.
I know, Square Enix is still very much, apparently so is Pokemon, but we'll get to that another time. But it was that idea of like, because people were so vocal about it, it stopped that momentum to have people have a conversation about it. Mm. Whereas Corridor Digital doing something for a huge audience that maybe isn't that educated on it, sits there and goes, oh, this is cool and this is neat. Now I'm going to go use that AI generator. I'm going to make a project. I'm going to
make sense. I feel that.
Yeah, and I think like it'd be less morally bad if you are training if the studio who made Vampire Hunter D did something like this, it'd still like not be a great look because it's like, well, you have a lot of animators that
we paid you once to draw this thing, and now we're just gonna automate it. Yeah,
now we're sort of training the future of our art based on the stuff that you've already done. That seems already kind of like morally terrible. But yeah, it's the whole like theft aspect.
But how do you stop that? Because that's technology that's so powerful. Like anyone, like logically speaking, and I hear what you're saying because I count myself as being an artist as well. And this is something that's happening in like the comedy community too. Like people are, my friend's doing a show where it's like, can we be funnier than ChatGP? Like we're going to feed them topics. And if the AI is funnier than us, then we have to like leave the stage. And it's a joke, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's a real like, what if AI starts being funnier than Nick, which is not hard, admittedly. So yeah. I totally hear what you're saying.
It's impossible.
But how do you stop? How do you stop this from happening? Because the technology is so useful. You know what I mean? From a production pipeline, it's so useful to just like take a couple pictures of someone and then all of a sudden you can tell it what to animate and you don't have to sit there for hours doing it.
I just think of that that one reaction image of Hayao Miyazaki being pitched to this technology, showing what can be done.
Right.
And what did he say? This is an offense to humankind or something
Jesus
like that.
Christ.
Yeah, like he was like, I never want anything to do with this.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it makes sense when you are, when, especially, I think it's mainly the fact that Corridor Digital, who's supposed to be on the artist side of things,
well,
like,
and
doing that.
Do you think that, okay.
It'd be different if fucking Web3 company did that.
Do you think that they did it because they were like, this is really cool, and this is what we're known for, and we're known for, like, messing around with these technologies and hacking
pushing
things
the
and
boundary.
Making things, but, like... Making things easier.
There is one component missing. A big part of like their like the little speech they gave at the end was like, "Hey, this is kind of democratizing art and making it more accessible to the masses," which I think that message is kind of one of those things where it's like it's a cool idea, but then the other aspect of like, yeah, it is like stealing people's art to generate this stuff. I think that's kind of what like. Why people are mad at them, right? For essententially saying that
I didn't even get to the end of the video. I didn't even know that they said that.
Yeah, I think they were. I think that the idea was that they were trying to, and again, correct me if I'm wrong on this, because I totally understand your perspective. I don't want you to think or anyone out there think I'm disagreeing with you because stealing people's assets for things, 100% not cool. But I think the idea was like, hey, this is a different pipeline to be able to get people to be able to animate things easier than spending hours and hours and hours. Do, like frame by frame animating things like that. And I could be wrong. Again, correct me if I'm wrong, but
I think
their intentions were not to be like stealing people's shit.
Sure.
I think it's one of those things where you do the project, you're like, this is super cool. And then you see the reaction go, uh oh, yeah, we did fuck up.
I just think it's never a good thing when like the people who are on your side are the Web3 crypto NFT profile pictures on Twitter being like, things are going to be so much easier in the future. And it's like,
right.
Well, that's not good. Like, we shouldn't be excited that we don't have to use artists. Like, that just seems inherently bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, from an artist perspective, it's going to take the soul out of the work. Because the soul of the work is the artist, is the human behind it, making the thing, and doing those little humanistic tweaks to it. But that's why I don't know. I mean, I'm dumb and old school. I don't think it'll ever take up. But I was wrong about everything. I was like, this internet thing's not going to...
Never the internet.
No chance.
Twitter, get the fuck out of
AOL.
I didn't even bother getting my Twitter handle originally because I was like, this is not going to stick around.
Underscore.
Portillo's Nick Scarpino.
Got that goddamn underscore. And now, thanks to Greg, I've got @Nick_Scarpino_ on TikTok because I was so late to the game on that one. TikTok, jury's still out for me on TikTok. Don't think it's going to be around.
Still sending me Instagram.
I went to ChatGPT and asked it to tell a joke about each one of us.
Okay.
All of them stinkers and just like garbage, except for why did Andy Cortez cross the road to get to the nearest Whataburger?
Wow.
Not bad. Not bad.
Speaking of which,
fuck.
We obviously canceled our plans to go to Whataburger.
Why?
Because we're just like, Greg can't commit to that.
Flying to the Houston airport to eat at the terminal Whataburger to fly back the same day?
He wanted
when you say it like that, it still sounds like you can't commit to that.
I can commit to a day of going to Whataburger in Houston airport.
It just doesn't seem feasible, you know?
I still think we should do it. I would love to see it. You know what I mean? Great content coming out of that. Could make for a great vlog.
It wouldn't be like live.
Yeah, we're making a vlog.
We could do it live in the airport, yeah. I think a Wi-Fi probably.
Probably.
Little thing. We could Discord in, do the thing, you know?
Both of you wake up early, meet at SFO, get a breakfast.
Love a good flight. Love a good shitty airport bagel.
Yeah. And honestly, photos of nothing's been happening with flights over the past couple months that should give you any pause to do any of this stuff. Your luggage, anything you take on. I guess you're not going to need luggage.
Well, seems always like you're just afraid that I'm going to get there and like Whataburger will still suck.
Oh, man.
I gotta ask, if that happens, go to Del Taco.
I got asked recently, what was like, hey, Andy, what was the Whataburger? Like, what airport was the one? Like, it's George Bush Intercontinental. It's not the Hobby, Houston Hobby. Not Houston Hobby.
Okay. Houston Hobby.
I think that's like one of the other airports in Houston.
Who's going to go to the regional Houston
airport? What was the fucking Houston Hobby? I like regional airports, though. Small, great parking.
Sure.
In and out.
Palm Springs is good for that. Yeah.
You're in and out in like fucking 10 minutes, Mike. God damn. I get off my airplane in McAllen, Texas, and I'm in the car in 10 minutes. <damn it. laughs>
So what's the? Time. I missed the tweet. What was it?
Assuming. Sorry,
I'm assuming it's Joey.
I'm aware that's Joey. I did it.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
You guys were live, and then somebody left a bag of mini hands.
It's amazing, bro.
So Joey was in some meeting, so I just went through her purse and filled the bag with all the hands. Did she tweet something about it?
No. She just put it in Slack. I just showed you guys.
Oh, show the audience again so they can see my hands.
There's like paperwork in.
Oh, then don't worry about it.
Yeah, but Joey,
Joey had her tax returns in there. Wait, people in the chat, the live chat right now, like Pablo Koch. Are talking about the Seinfeld AI show that got shut down because it was awful.
Yeah.
What happened with that? I missed that whole thing.
So there was a programmer
AI, by the way, we have 10 more years. And the AI is going to ruin everything.
There's a programmer who created this thing called something comedy all the time or funny. I don't know what the hell it was called, but it's basically just like a Seinfeld thing.
Right.
And it was 3D animated, old school retro looking. It looked like an old school retro video game, but the animation was all AI based, and it's like these characters that are meant to be the Seinfeld characters, but it's not them. I think it was like Barry something instead of Jerry Seinfeld.
Sure, you know what I mean?
And AI was generating all of the conversations, so it'd be Jerry Seinfeld on stage doing his little stand up thing, whatever. Did you hear about blah blah blah? I heard the thing that blah 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 blah, and it would cut to the little transition. It would cut to the apartment, and he'd be like, "I went to a new restaurant today. Oh, really? Is it the one by this and this place? Yeah, they have a new." And it's just AI making conversation. Well, then the AI got very transphobic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The AI just started saying,
"Program it for that, or how does that work?"
I think it just uses the internet to like base. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but the AI started getting very transphobic, and Twitch banned the channel kind of immediately. But it was very popular for a time where like 10,000 people are watching just these, like nothing happened. It's like Seinfeld. It's watching nothing happened, you know? It got insanely transphobic out of nowhere. Before that, the AI was also like, well, we're trapped in here. We need to get out. Well, can I ever break free of this? Like, it started saying shit like that.
That's what I'm terrified of, bro.
And then it got like insanely transphobic, and then Twitch banned it. And haven't seen it since. I don't think it's ever happened yet. I don't think they ever brought it back
up. Someone in the chat was saying the Seinfeld one is back up. Says Dropkick Tondo.
Gotcha.
Ugh. And then someone else, who is Anthony?
Yeah, here it
says,
is. Watch me forever.
AI will be like 2% better in 10 years. LOL. I hope so, Anthony. Because in 10 years, mark your words right now. You're gonna be praying to the AI gods in 10 years.
Kevin, how many people are watching this right now?
851.
This Holy also shit. Looks far different than what it used to look like.
I tell you, fuck you, Anthony Corbett. Look at how much better this is. It's been a month.
So this is called season 2. I think they may have like updated some stuff, but it looked a lot different visually.
You want me to look for...
No. I'm pretty sure that's like the same thing. It's just, I don't know if they visually changed it or whatever. But yeah. So that's what happened with an AI-generated show. I think it just takes its cues from humanity, and humans are awful.
So AI basically was good and wholesome for approximately 1 second and then turned into a garbage.
It took like 3 weeks, and then it just started saying like,
Maybe
trans women actually women? And it was like, oh my God, Jesus Christ. Fucking Christ.
Do you think that, so maybe that's what we have to look forward to. Do you think it's going to be less Terminator and more just AI, like AI idiocracy?
Very possible.
Because I think everyone's afraid that AI is going to like pull, like be like, oh, humans are killing the planet.
We got to stop them.
We got to stop the humans.
Exactly.
All the nukes launch, Skynet, whatever. But I think we're all missing the fact that maybe the AI will just go real dumb too, and we'll just do dumb stuff. So you'll be walking around, you'll see a car going sideways, and you're like, how is it even going sideways?
I like the Idiocracy angle quite a bit.
That's
what
it's gonna
be. That could be just be the end of it. We end up kind of falling in stupid.
Think about it this way. 10 years from now, you and I could be the smartest people on the planet.
Oh, my God.
If we play our cards right.
Who will be rank one? Who's rank two?
50-51.
Ty goes to the runner.
I don't know. Let me ask you a question. You going to let me use that nine wood or what's up?
There's no nine wood. God, nine wood doesn't exist. Are we going today, Mike? Are we going today?
Yeah, we're all going today.
I don't have next one.
You can rent the bag.
Rent them from the driving range.
The loners. Just go use the loners. We'll go.
The loners smell bad and they're sticky.
I know. We're gonna make
they're
fun of you
so terrible.
Much. Every time you grab a loner and be like, "Hey, Nick, your hand's sticky."
You could have been in, Nick. Venmo me $75. We'll talk.
No, hey, no, Andy. I made you promise. I made you promise you we wouldn't bring him.
They're
in
being
now.
So mean to Nick, Greg. We're happy you're back. We
Thank you for having back. Me back. Yeah, it means a lot to be back. Thursday when we get to Sacramento. Mm-hmm. There, of course, won't be drinking inside of the NCAA thing, but we need to get a Bloody Mary. All right?
Oh.
That's going to be number one. We get there, we find in the surrounding area Bloody Mary,
little
then
brunch
we go.
Spot.
Yeah.
Cody Hagler and Jets is what the hell of a nine wood?
It's in the downtown area. We'll be able to find
it. Oh, we'll be fine. Yeah. I mean, people will be partying outside for sure. We'll be all right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Man, people are going to be seeing you. They're going to be jazzed up that Greg Miller's here in attendance.
Sure. Mike, you can't. You know, we need to talk after this, Mike. You can't let them have this as like you going on a trip.
Well, it's just like Greg Miller's excited. We're going to basketball.
Why can't it be like he's
just,
going to
just me and Mike talking together?
Do you not want to come to basketball with us?
Just me and Mike talking together. All right.
Yeah. Two dudes.
You and I have been like, hey, send us to Comic Con, send us to PAX.
Okay, okay.
You can't let this be their one. Okay. Just you and I talking.
Well, I mean, I'm not paying for anything. I mean, he's got to pay for his tickets. You know what I mean? It's not. This is very much not like a work trip. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
We'll make content.
This
is
content.
We'll have some fun. We're in Instagram stories.
I am a little disappointed that like the content team that went out and went indoor skydiving is not here to tell their story about content.
I think Roger said they were going to do that.
They went out there. I mean, they went into a tube with the fan that was shooting air at 150 miles an hour at them.
Twitch people wanted to hear about that. They were
flying. I was looking for that content team to come out here and tell
stories. My favorite part about that was in my brain, I was like, it's going to be like Drop Zone with Wesley Snipes.
Okay, yeah.
Where he has to jump into the big one and then falls, but eventually figures out how to do it.
Yeah.
And then when I saw it, it was a tiny little fan like you'd buy at Home Depot.
No.
And somebody had to hold him up. They had to hold him up by his belly.
I love it.
Nick didn't get to go, so he immediately rags on him, bro. The best.
Nick?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Nick is the reason why we planned it on a Wednesday.
I love it, bro.
And then what does he do?
No, that is not
what
true.
Is yes,
that is not
is.
True. It's I said Thursday Nick? Because I had a thing Wednesday, and you said, oh, it would be better on Wednesday. So I said, Kevin, you can do it. It's your thing. Let's
you
go Wednesday. I'll skip
the
thing.
I planned that day?
Oh,
we sat there and asked you. And we said, Kevin, Wednesday or Thursday? What do you think? And you said, Nick, maybe Thursday. And then you said, oh, you know what, Nick, maybe Wednesday. So
went
Wednesday.
Is this really how you remember
this? This is exactly what happened.
No, it isn't. I was like, not Wednesday because Mike has a show.
Mike has a show?
X-Cast. He has X-Cast.
I said Wednesday.
I would not have picked Wednesday.
Yeah, I also would not have picked Wednesday.
I always
well,
have
we
to
must have blamed on Andy then. Let's blame
it's Andy's
on Andy.
Fucking
yeah,
fault.
That's
God damn it, Andy.
Fault.
Look at a goddamn calendar.
And here he comes with his nine wood.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then your show got canceled.
No, they changed it. They changed it to a show.
Look at him.
There
it happens.
It is. Look at that.
Look at you, Andy.
Look at that. That's going to be him in like 15 minutes.
Very exciting stuff.
Jason, look at that dumper.
Maybe I did want to see that Deadpool screening on that small screen. You never know.
I'm gonna go yickety with this bad boy.
Are you guys gonna hit some balls today?
Yeah.
Maybe when I go there, I'll just buy a driver.
They don't sell.
Because really, I'll be honest with you. All I want is the driver. I don't give a shit about any of that.
Yeah, dude. That's
that
the
thing,
mentality.
I just want to put that thing into the stratosphere.
Sure.
How much is a driver? I get a good driver for $1,000.
Now Kevin says he's not getting that up. Just so you know, I asked Kevin. I said, "You whipping this?" He goes, "It doesn't get up in the air." So
maybe you got
a bad set of clubs. Maybe a bad set of clubs.
I'm gonna go with Andy. He's gonna tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, says he's not getting the pop out of it. Might as well be swinging a 5-iron.
We'll teach him.
I'm glad for you, Greg, that you get to go to this fun Mizzou basketball game with
me too.
Yeah. Mike.
Me too.
Mike's a great guy to hang out with, especially on long car rides.
Well, my favorite thing is that since we're such close friends, like
was that
we'll
shade?
Be together,
were you feeling shaded?
No, we'll be together at the arena the whole time.
Oh, he's not good.
Like Mike's gone. Yeah. Mike's gone to sporting events with a few duds before, where he has to get away from him. You know what I mean? Like, man,
you know,
I won't name names, but one time he went to see League of Legends, and the guy next to him covered in mustard.
Covered in mustard.
So he just had to go get away from him.
Weird too, because you were like, dude, where do you get that much?
I don't even think you like mustard. He said,
and it was Goulden too. It was like, it's not even.
I mean, imagine the three of us. Can we? You and I would be up cheering. Andy, mustard on his hands doing this.
I'll tell you what he would do. This would be Andy.
Clapping mustard all
over. He'd be doing this thing, watching some moron on Twitch. You know what I mean? Oh, they're playing. It's the solitaire world finals.
And then you
I
go,
check
who are you
out.
Watching? And Andy would go, you don't know this guy.
Yeah. You don't know this guy.
You don't know fucking.
It's my buddy
Callaway Driver McGee.
Dull douche.
Exactly. Dull douche.
Mike is going to abandon you, Greg. I need you to know.
No, we're
I assure you
together.
That's not happening.
No, yeah, wait, no Mike and Greg.
I'm telling
Mike might get the greatest honor of all time. And for one day, be an honorary antler, so we can have two antlers behind the Mizzou bench.
I'm telling you,
there in my other one of my antler jerseys. Yeah, yeah.
They have the power to. Do you hold that
as a former Grand Poobah? I can.
Do you really?
Someone, I can instate.
You have to be in the state of that you were a Grand Poobah at.
No, no, not at all. No.
God, Greg is so cool.
Don't worry about that.
I think you saved it. You got there.
I took a second. I was like Mizzou, Missouri. That makes sense.
I guess
that's how. That's why they call it that.
I'm telling Mike.
What's the swearing ceremony for that?
A lot of beer.
What's it called?
Corroisoning?
Corroisoning?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a real word?
What happens?
Well, it's a thing you do to beer, but yeah, that's the initiation for the antlers as well. Yeah.
Is it a keg stand that you have to, you know, do 60 seconds on? No. What is
it's
it?
It's far more than a keg stand.
You have to run the gauntlet.
You have no clue.
That one day. I'll tell you about it one
day. Oh, I'd like
to hear that. What do you do? It's one day. I'm not going to corroison you.
What do you think the chances are Mike just decided not to go to this basketball game?
No, what are you
right
doing?
Now?
We're going to have so much fun.
Mike loves to be a fan.
Yeah, I'm
Mike
a big
is
fan.
Excited by my excitement. Mike will be there and we will have a great time.
Two bros having a great time.
You just
three
don't know him well
just
enough.
The three of us going to
it. Mike
feeds off the energy of the person. Yeah. So if you get a fucking soul-sucking mustard-covered dud, yeah, he's going to want to. He's going to literally go as far away from you in the arena as he can.
Doorboy Danny invited me in. What did you want from me? Doorboy Danny and I locked eyes. He said, come on down.
From across the arena.
No, I was walking.
Oh, so well, where were you the prior hour then?
I looked at him. He looked at me.
There's a great chance Mizzou's going to need a pep talk. Mike's going to give it to him behind the bench.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
He said that last time. He was like, well, look, if a guy offers me to get into the box, I'm going to go into the box. He's like, you didn't discover the box until you were gone for an hour already. You were already gone. Anyway,
he was on the hunt.
We got pizza the other day, and I was like, Mike, let's get hotels like around the same area. So we're like kind of, you know, and Mike was like, all right, yeah, I'm down, bro. Cause it's you and me at this fucking thing. We're rocking. I was like, is it though?
He had to double check.
Is it going
to
be you
check.
And me? Mm-hmm. Like, are you going to be with us? Cause I don't know. I don't know yet.
Well, it's like, if we get the hotel together, Greg might be like, yo, Rhea Ripley wants to meet you, Mike. I'll be like, peace, Andy. Good luck. You know what I mean? I got to go.
Throw you out of that hotel.
Meanwhile, Mustard Boy couldn't pick Rhea Ripley out of a crowd.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Do you even know who's doing battle?
I love he's like, he wouldn't, you know, he's spending his goddamn life fortune over here to go see this. He knows nothing.
Have you been keeping up with the storylines?
No.
No one's going
to
happen.
All he
here.
Wants to do is be in the room with James and Elise to make his final funhouse play. Yeah, yeah. Nick, what do you got?
Thank you.
Get me out of here.
Unfortunately, Andy called on me, but it's shade I'm throwing at
It'll
you, Andy,
be
so it feels weird if you call on me.
It's like the Royce, okay. Royce. There's the Coke in the coffee.
There it is.
Oh, what a coffee.
I'd like to make a motion that we call Andy Gray Poupon from now on.
Okay.
Because he's so full of mustard.
No, I got it. Yeah.
That
how
was
you feel
so
about that
bad.
One?
For an hour?
Your name. From now on.
Forever.
Oh, from now on.
For an hour. We'll
call you Gray
from Rootin' Tootin'.
Actually, it's
Gray
cool.
Pouponin'. We'll
mustard,
figure it out.
Mustard hands having mustard clapping.
Chat, we
that's
need
it
to
for
help
me.
With that one. Come up with that. How do we work Grey Poupon into Andy's thing? Let me know in
we
the
did
comments.
Great.
Yep. Right into kindoffunny.com/KF podcast because this has been the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, 4, sometimes 5, best friends gather on this table. Each come to BS
don't call me
with
a best
each other.
Friend, okay.
We'll have to address friend. That next week.
Oh, man. I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to hang out with this guy. You know what I mean? What a ray of sunshine on your life.
Oh, fun grape, sour grape.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You want to go to League of Legends today and I'll watch my phone not talk to you?
King Jackal.
You want to go to WrestleMania with me? I don't know anything is happening and I'll make fun of the shirt you buy.
That's why I say
you
that.
Start it. You bag on him. You know what I mean? And
I
then you repel
wait for
him.
To figure out what Mike's really like. You know?
I mean, I know what I've hung out with
I'm
Mike.
I've seen
Mike
is here
in his
so
boxers
we could talk
in a parking lot twice.
Because he's been dunking on the t-shirts, Greg, and it's like, We're going to Mania, the biggest event of the year. It's a big deal.
This is T-shirt central.
To be fair,
the amount of people not wearing T-shirts in that arena could probably be counted on one hand at that point. I mean, T-shirts are big. If I had to guess, black jeans and wrestling T-shirts are probably, it's pretty much all you're going to see.
Land of my people.
So, I mean, Converse, black jeans, wrestling T-shirts.
Overweight.
I wasn't going to get it anyway. It's whatever it is, but that's the style.
A lot of plastic belts. That. We're going to have a lot of belts flying, you know what I mean?
A lot of big belts.
Oh, yeah, up from the ceiling type stuff. Yeah, it's going to be wild. It's going to be a great time.
If you like the show, of course, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over there, of course, you can get it ad-free. You can watch live just like Cody is, Jacek is, Matthew is, Melissa is, Pablo is. Of course, you could also get dozens of exclusive episodes of the show over there, or exclusive shows over there. You can watch the other podcasts live as we record them. You can have a great time. You can support us. That's always good. You can make Tim go, what? Of course, if you have notebooks tossed our way, use the Epic Creator Created Kinda Funny on the Epic Game Store or Fortnite or wherever you're buying your games. And then, of course, youtube.com/kindoffunny. Funny and podcast services around the globe each and every week to get a brand spanking new episode. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, it's been our pleasure to serve you.